I'll give you the short version. Is that fine? But you guys have got data online. So if you don't have, then go and borrow. Amen. And everybody that is inside, are you understanding that this is a new season that God has entered us into? Do we understand that this is a brand new time on the planet? It's a time of His presence, it's a time of His power, it's a time of His glory. I'll say it again. There's a new sound that is filling the earth. What Lucifer messed up, God came and did through His Son Jesus. He gave a group of people, the church, His Spirit. Now we are clothed with the Holy Spirit. We are dressed with the Holy Spirit. He lives inside of us. And now we are giving glory, honor, favor, dominion back to our God. It's been His forever. But we, the crown of His creation, in this hour, we are worshiping Him again. Are you there? Listen, God wants worshipers. God wants worshipers. Because it is your worship that will define your breakthrough. Can I say that again? It is your worship that will define your breakthrough. Amen? Oh, come on, let's just give Jesus praise on that. It is your worship. I say again, you are born for a time such as this. You are called for a time such as this. And so, I feel... Don't you love the Lord? You know, I have this whole sermon planned out and then God does what God does. And it's His church, it's His, we are His people, amen. He can do whatever He wants to do. I'm going to preach it just like I feel it. Is that fine? I'm just going to read for you one scripture. And then let's see what the Holy Ghost does of this. Judges 16, verse number 19. Judges 16, verse number 19. Says this. And after putting him to sleep on her lap. If you guys can just throw that up. Judges 16, verse number 19. If you are hungry and thirsty for God, you need to get revival fit. Listen, you need to get revival fit. Judges 16, verse number 19. After putting him to sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off the 7 braids of his hair. So he began to subdue him, and the strength left him. Then she called, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. He did not know that the Lord had left him. I want you to understand something tonight as, and I'm going to talk not long on this, but I want you to get something. Say with me the word obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And in this hour, more than ever before, I want you to see there is a certain thing that the enemy is very successful in right now. And it's a spirit that I am heavily against. And I've been against it from the start of when the season started. And it's the spirit of isolation. Isolation brings desolation. Isolation brings destruction. Are you there? Because Samson was a man anointed by the Lord. His call was to set the Israelites free from the oppression of the Philistines. But because his associations were wrong and his friends were wrong and his ears were closed and he was disobedient, he messed up his call and his nap, listen to me, his nap took him out. There's two ways that Satan can take you out. He can take you up and out or down and out. But he can do neither if you are lodged in with a family. Are you guys there? Come on, just say amen or something back to me here. So I want you to understand this, that when God calls us, He never calls us to be alone. It's just not how He functions. Because if I am, the Bible calls you a royal priesthood. The Bible calls you a living stone built into the house of God. Are you there? I've never seen one brick being a full house. It takes many bricks to become a house. Come on, are you guys with me? Come on, talk back to me, please. So you will never ever find, you will never find God dealing with a man outside of the household of God, ever. It is an unscriptural thought. The Bible says in this hour, and you may ask me why, what has this to do with singles? I'll get to all of that just in a moment or so if the Holy Spirit goes there. I want you to understand that this is the hour of accountability. This is the hour where man and woman need to keep themselves accountable to the Lord and to one another. The Bible says, confess your sins to one another and the devil will lose his power. You see, the Spirit of the Lord has a unique thing that He does. He comes upon people publicly, but He leaves people silently. Let me say that again. He comes upon people publicly, He leaves people silently. The reverse is also true. He comes on people silently, He reveals people publicly. He came upon Samson behind the scenes, but he in front of the scenes, but He left him behind the scenes. He came upon David behind the scenes, but He revealed David on the scene. Are you with me? So right through the Bible, we'll see this discourse of God doing things in a certain way. Save me the word pattern. God has got a pattern to reveal you. Oh, that's, you have to say amen to that. God has got a pattern to reveal you. But for His pattern, I want you to understand, for His pattern to be revealed, there's a process to the revealing. Every single one of you that are sitting here, and that's why I want to talk to young and old, every one of you have a purpose over your life. That purpose is packaged with grace, with the gifts, with the anointing, with everything that you need to fulfill it. And the only thing that the enemy can do in this last of the last days is he can distract you. He can tire you. He can let you go through betrayal. He can take you out financially. There's a lot of tools. I'll preach about that the other day. There's 8 main weapons that Satan has launched into this last era that we find ourselves in. Because, church, listen to me. We are in the last of the last. We are at the very last breath. And because we are there, the enemy has launched 8 massive, I almost want to say, weapons of warfare against God's people. And that is why, as never before, the power of the church or the power of the individual will be in the church. Oh, come on, are you guys with me? Just give Jesus a praise offering or something there. So what happened to Samson was simple. The Bible says he got weary. And because he got weary, please listen to me. Because he got weary, he sold his anointing. He gave it away. Esau got weary. Esau gave his birthright away. But when he wanted his birthright back, even with many tears, the Bible says God said no. So you have to understand that there's a huge difference between weariness and weakness. Let the weak say, I am strong. But when you are weary, you have to be careful, because it is in the place of weariness that the enemy can show up. Are you there? And so I want you to understand, as I say this, that There's many things I can say. I just want to keep on flowing with the Holy Spirit tonight. I want to give you simple tips or simple things that you can follow, because I believe the Lord wants to do this in your life tonight, and He wants you to understand one or two things. I have never seen a generation like this generation that have so much opportunities to mess up their destiny like any other generation before it. And the reason why this generation has so much opportunities, and you would remember I said in our New Year's service, I said that this will be the year of obstacles and this will be the year of opportunities. And so when I say the year of opportunities, what I mean by that is this: this can be one of the greatest years that we have ever seen, or it can become a year of great obstacles. It depends whose arm you're going to trust on. Are you there? Come on, guys. And so I want to just give you simple things tonight. Can I go quickly through them? Because I don't want to preach them. I just want to speak to you about them. First thing I want you to understand is that it doesn't matter, in this February month, we're going to stick on this journey of getting people whole in relationships. And the reason why I want you whole is because the anointing struggles to rest on broken people. Let me reword that. If you can get yourself into the presence of God, the presence of God will fix you, will change you into the other man. And so as I say that, I want to say this. Because this morning I spoke about marriage, and tonight I just want to give you simple things. Simple things to remember. Simple things. I want you to seek a whole life as a single person. If you're here and you are single, I want to give you a new terminology to it, and it would be simply this. Single means whole. It does not mean fractured. Single means whole. It does not mean fractured. One is a whole. Are you there? To be single does not mean to be half. To be single also does not mean you need somebody else to complete you. You are already completed just because you are. Oh, come on. Can I have an amen on that? You see, most people believe other people will add something to them when it comes to relationship. You have to understand, you as a single person, if you're whole, that's the best gift you can give anybody. Samson messed up because he wasn't whole. David, even with the glory of the Lord on him, even with the anointing upon him, he still messed up. And when he wanted to do his dream, the Lord said to him, no. The Lord said to him, your son will build your dream because I can't work with you anymore. Your lack of taking care of your heart has stolen your dream. Because David made this mistake. Can we go there? David made this mistake. David was supposed to be in war, but then he stayed behind in his own palace and he walked on the roof, where kings in his time was never called to walk on rooftops. They were called to sit in the gate and judge the people. So he was at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong heart, and the devil set him up. And when he wanted to do his dream, God said, no. I want you to take care of your heart. Because the Bible says that it is not what you say that matters, it's what you think. As a man think in his heart, God hears. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Not as a man speaketh, as a man thinketh. And the problem of being in a prophetic church is this, is we are a teaching prophetic or prophetic teaching church. In other words, we know the seasons and the times, and then we teach our people how to live in the season prophetically minded. Are you guys there? Come on. So it means we can see it, but we don't just want to tell the people what we see. We want to tell the people how to live by what they see. Because the just does not live by faith alone or by sight alone. They live by faith. But faith is a byproduct of what you know to be true and understand to be real. What is discernment? Discernment is the knowledge of understanding something is happening and applying the laws of God so that you can be a maximum to maximum usage in the kingdom of God. Oh, is this too much? Then I want to say this. Guard your heart. Set a guard up for your heart. If you don't watch out of your heart, I'll say it like this. There will come many opportunities, but you have one heart. Stop giving your heart to everyone. Make yourself expensive. One failure is never a complete story. And then I laughed as I wrote this one down. The Lord said to me, I must say this to you. Stop renting out space that others have not paid for, but that you are renting out. There are people living in our hearts and in our minds, in our dreams. You have to kick them out. Hey, oh, come on. Stop renting out space in your head and for your heart. Let people go. Oh, I've got so much notes on this. I think I'll preach this properly another day, but I'll say it like this. Stop renting space out in your head and heart for people who have left long ago. Let them go. As a single person here tonight, I want to encourage you and say this. Avoid people who want to control you and silence you. And I'm speaking to single people right now. Are you there? Okay, let me flow with this. Back to Samson. Everybody that's online, I want the guys that are online, I want you to catch this. Because what we want to see a restoration for tonight is we want to see a reset of people's hearts back to innocence. You know what resets innocence? Is if you come to a place of acceptance. Acceptance resets innocence. Are you there? And so, I can go many ways of this, but I'll give it to you quickly as I gave it to you. Again, I say, seek a whole life as a single person. Don't wait for somebody else to make you whole. Other people can't do it. They will never do it. Secondly, don't put off your life forever before you start to live. No, live your life. I'll say this. The only person you need to wait on is the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. You don't need to wait upon people. The only person you should wait upon is the Lord. But stop waiting for people. Single people, listen to me tonight. Protect your heart and stop waiting for someone to come and fulfill the void. Other people cannot fulfill a place that belongs to God. The best thing that you can do for somebody else is to give them a whole heart. Are you there? Then a simple thing that I'll say tonight is just, I'll say, please, as you live your life, make yourself interesting. So many people, they put off their lives until a time that they believe that they can actually start to live. No, live your life right now. Read a book. Do a hobby. Get a degree. Just do something. But don't make the Samson mistake. Oh, I have two that I cannot leave tonight. I have to say this because it's a spirit in this generation that I hate. I want to say to every single person and every guy, every person online watching us tonight, listen to me. Respect marriage. Respect marriage. When you're when you are not married, respect it. Respect marriage while you are single. Because if you don't, I'm going to leave my notes. If you don't, what's going to happen is you're going to reap the seed of that that you have not respected. Come on. Respect the sanctity of marriage. I want to give you one or two last thoughts, and then I'm going to ask to pray for people. And the guys that are online, you're welcome to comment. But I've never seen a generation like this generation where affirmation is received from the outside. Whereas real affirmation comes from the inside. Can I say that again? Affirmation, if you are taking notes, you can learn these three words. Affirmation brings identity, releases destiny. Let me say it again, and I'll give you a scripture. Affirmation unleashes identity. Identity unleashes destiny. You say, where do you get it from? I'll tell you what the word says. This is my beloved son, affirmation, in whom I'm well pleased. Identity. As soon as the father spoke those two words, information, identity and affirmation, the next thing that happens, Jesus is set on his destiny. Identity is, are you guys with me? You understand what I'm saying? This world that we're living in right now, they want to give you an alternative identity. How does this world want to do it? They want to do it simply by affirming you from the outside. That's why in this generation, and we all use it, but in this generation more than ever before, this generation, it can be a good or a bad thing. And when I say this generation, I'm talking about everybody living, by the way. I'm not talking about young people. But this generation, more than ever before, we have the challenge to be validated from the inside and not from the outside. Because what I have is not who I have. Who I have is not what I have. Who I am is not what I have, but who I am is what He says I am. Are you there? So whatever He says I can be, but He needs to say it. Unfortunately, this season that we are finding ourselves in, so many people are getting their affirmation from the outside in and not from the inside out. And so tonight I'll close with that, because this is, how can I say, this is more true than any other generation. God is in this hour looking for a people that will find themselves in Him. And as they find themselves in Him, He is ready to affirm them. Oh, maybe I can say it like this. Do you know that the Bible says in Romans chapter number 8, quickly put that scripture up for me, Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 13. Are you guys okay? I want to show you something. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 13. 15 then, it speaks about adoption. Those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons. Yeah, there you go, 15. Listen to the scripture. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. By whom? Next scripture. By whom we cry, Abba, Father. Now listen to me. Adoption is stronger than being born as a son. Because in Jewish culture, when you were adopted, you could never be disowned. That's why you are adopted into the family of God. Because He can never disown you. You understand that? But when He adopts you, the Bible says the Spirit, go back, verse 15. Come on, guys, are you with me? I'm going to pray for you now. One more. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom you may cry. Listen to the original text. Abba, Father. Please note, the Bible uses the word Abba twice. Why does the Bible use the word Abba twice here? Because this word Abba here is the word foundation, the word family, and the word belonging. So you get your foundation, you get your belonging, and you get your identity and your family, everything from Him. That's why when Jesus teaches you to pray, He says, this is how you need to pray. Our. He never introduces God to you as God. He introduces God to you as Father. Come on, guys. I don't know if you're catching what I'm saying. What I'm trying to get to is this. That in a generation that is hungry for identity, we have to get it in the Father. Because it is the Father's voice. Worship team, come back. It is the Father's voice over our lives that gives us identity and affirmation. I want you to see something here, and I hope you jump to your feet when I say it. Jesus has done no miracle, no sign, no wonder, nothing when God affirms Him. Zero. He doesn't lift a finger. Jesus just walks into the water, gets baptized. God the Father gets so excited. He says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. But there's nothing done. Exactly. You are not what you do. You are who you belong to. Oh, if you can catch that revelation tonight. And so I have to stop there because I'll go for hours on that. You have to know that you are not what you do. You are who you belong to. Amen. Can I give you one more revelation? Just one more. I want you to understand this. Jesus always introduces people back to the family. The lady of the issue of blood, she touches Him. As she touches Him, He stops. He says, power left me. I said it this morning. Power left me. Then He uses a family term. When He sees the lady, He says, daughter. Immediately bringing her into the family unit. May I say again? Let me go back to what I started off with. The reason why Samson failed is because he left the safety of his family. His mom and his dad said to him, don't go and marry a Delilah. He left the family. As I stand here tonight, I can tell you the strength of your destiny is in the potential of your family. The strength of your future. Because really, let me say it like this. I'm only as strong as people that are in my family. And I mean my church family and my physical family. Come on, are you guys there? And so, it is amazing that one of the first things that Satan does to take people out is he isolates them and then he strikes. Samson is actually a good guy, by the way, because he, you know, the man has got a lot of patience. If you think about it just for a moment, dink net 'n bietjie hier. Dink saam met my. The man gets wearied out by this woman. He keeps a secret. But then comes a time that he's tired. Now he gives the secret away. The enemy takes the secret, breaks the covenant. God leaves. Samson thinks God is still with him. No, God left him. Don't isolate. Young people, old people, can I give you a tip? Never ever isolate. Isolation, desolation. Yes, Lord. There's three things, come on. There's three things that makes you isolate. Can I give it to you? Trauma. Unforgiveness. Bitterness. There's a fourth one. Own desire. The Bible says, he that seeks his own desire isolates himself. Are you there? What is this all to do with young people? Young people, old people, all types of people. You are only as good as the five closest people next to you. Show me your friends, I'll show you the future. Come on. And so I want to close with this. And everybody that's online, I want you to join in on this and comment your names as we go. Because what I want to end with tonight is very, very simply this. I want us to say to the Lord, Lord, it's you that we want. It is you that we seek. And we keep our hearts for you alone. The Bible says for everything under the sun, there's an appointed time. Are you there? God will bring everything to you in its appointed time. And so tonight, I want you to respond. Everybody that's online, I want you to respond. If you say, that's me. I want you to respond inside this building, even where you stand. I'm not going to lay hands on you again, but what I am going to do is I'm going to pray for you that the Lord will heal and protect your heart. Listen, if your heart is not protected, you lose your ability to hear from God. It's true. And so if that's you tonight, I want you to jump to your feet and say, that's me. That I can pray for you and pray for your heart, that the Lord may touch you again, that your heart may be whole again, that you can hear the voice of God again. Quickly stand. Everybody that's online, quickly comment your names. I'm looking at all the names on the conference monitor. Can I ask the body of Christ that are here, the room is full of people. Can you guys go and just lay hands on people? Come on. Everybody that's online. Everybody that's online, I want you to comment your names. I want us to pray a prayer. I want you to pray a declarative prayer over people. Father, in this night, in the name of Jesus, Father, even as I look upon people, Lord, that as people are commenting names right now, Father, I speak over their lives in this night, in the name of Jesus Christ, that broken hearts will become whole again, that fragmented hearts will become healed again. Lord, whatever the injuries might have been, that in this night I speak a word of healing, a word of provision, a word of health right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak of your people that right in this moment, in this instance, hearts get healed, hearts get touched. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And there we are. I want you to receive that inside the building. As you allow people to minister to you. As you lay hands, guys, quickly pray. Quickly pray, quickly pray, quickly pray. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. I want everybody, as we've done, I want everybody to lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, let's lift our hands to the Lord. Everybody now. Everybody inside the building, everybody online, let's lift our hands to the Lord. I want us to pray a prayer. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that in this night, that my heart can be whole, that my heart can be restored. I thank you, Lord, that in this night, that my heart will hear the voice of God. Father, I thank you that your Spirit rests upon me afresh and anew in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that I have the ability to hear your voice. Lord Jesus, help me in this hour not to make the Samson mistake, but help me to be a part of the plan of God across the planet, fulfilling the purpose and the assignment of God in Jesus' name. This I pray for his name's sake, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on. Can we give Jesus 30 seconds of praise? As Pastor Eric comes to take up the tithes and offerings, I want everybody that's online and everybody that's inside this building. Listen, guys, you have one chance tonight. One chance. Make sure you sign up for Soul Health. We already have 350 people and counting. There's many people that have signed up. But again, I say, I want to see every single person sign up for Soul Health. In Soul Health, I'm going to speak about, and we're going to journey on how to get your soul to a place where you prosper. The Bible says you prosper only as your... And I'm going to explain to you how the mind, the brain, the body, everything works together. This is going to be one of our best courses that we've done. And I don't want to over-advertise it, but I do want to say this, that you don't want to miss Soul Health. Are you guys there? So register, register, register. I want us to, as Pastor Eric comes, I want us to stand. I want to pray for you. And then we're going to bless the Lord with our giving as we worship the Lord. So register tonight. The links will be out. Father, I want to pray. Can we stand? Father, I want to pray. Please lift your hands. Father, I want to pray right now that people's hearts will be ready as we not just enter another week, but enter a season that you've planned for us. Father, I thank you that we have the ability to not journey alone, but to do that with other Christians. And Father, I pray as we give tonight as well, that our seeds will hit soil that it can speak on our behalf. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, bless you. Can we have the main lights, please? Are we ready to bless the Lord with our giving tonight? Some really excited people on my left-hand side. Can we bless the Lord tonight, everybody? It's one of the most amazing times of our service is when we have an opportunity to give to God. I trust that you've received from the Lord tonight in a way that has blessed you. We've got some friendly volunteers all around the auditorium. If you're online, giving details will be on your screen right now. I just want to share one or two announcements as we wrap up our service. But before we do that, let's bless the Lord with our giving tonight, and then we'll close from there. Thanks so much.